with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. President Biden says he doesn't need to undergo any cognitive testing. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Responding to questions about his mental sharpness, the president said he took three significant and intense neurological exams conducted by a neurologist, most recently in February. And he's open to more testing if it's recommended.
I am not opposed. If my doctors tell me I should have another neurological exam, I'll do it.
Meanwhile, Greg Cluxton also reports the president is refusing to budge as far as dropping his campaign.
At this week's press conference, the president said he will stay in the race until his staff says there's no way he can win.
No one's saying that. No poll says that.
He also fielded a question about whether Democratic delegates can vote their conscience at the August convention.
If all of a sudden I show up at the convention, everybody says we want somebody else, that's the Democratic process. It's not going to happen.
And that report from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Political analyst Ben Domenech says this week's press conference didn't cause many voters to change their minds one way or the other.
I don't think that it's actually going to change all that much, in part because, look, the American people were not watching this press conference. This was entirely for the audience within Washington, D.C. and within the Democratic Party.
Domenech interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. The judge in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial has dismissed the case.
The state's discovery violation has injected a needless, incurable delay into the instant jury trial. Dismissal with prejudice is warranted to ensure the integrity of the judicial system and the efficient administration of justice. Your motion to dismiss with prejudice is granted.
Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer agreed with the actor's lawyers that prosecutors hid critical evidence in the case. Baldwin fired the shot that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins back in 2021. This is SRN News. Israel finds itself, at the moment, with no chief rabbi.
For the first time in about 100 years, the Jewish state is without an occupant of one of its most important offices. David Lau and Yitzhak Yosef, who are both serving jointly, have ended their 10-year terms, and there's no agreement on who is going to replace them. The office of chief rabbi has become a point of contention in Israel, and the 150-member council of rabbis and public officials that have to select a replacement just can't seem to agree on the next one. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Swiss museum has pulled down five paintings, including a Van Gogh and a Monet, after the foundation that owns them called for a deeper look into their origins. That follows the establishment of new U.S. guidelines on how to handle artworks once confiscated from Jewish families by Nazis. The foundation that owns the museum says it's looking to reach what it calls a fair and equitable solution. This is SRN News. Just a Category 1 hurricane? Well, don't be fooled by that low number. It could be more devastating than a Category 5.
Hurricane Beryl was a reminder to many folks that you can't just judge a hurricane by its category. It came into Texas as a Category 1 storm. Many people, when they see Category 1, they think, oh, well, I'm going to be okay. But a storm's rating, a category rating between 1 and 5, is not the only factor people should take into consideration.
That's correspondent Brendan Farrington. Doctors are warning those taking medications to make sure and adjust to the heat conditions. Hot temperatures can amplify the side effects of many medications. For example, blood pressure medication can lead to dehydration. Beta blockers for heart conditions can make one less aware of dangerous heat. And some antidepressants are known to hinder one's ability to stay cool at all. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.